Investigators are piecing together clues, trying to find the person or group that's been sending letters containing anthrax spores through the U.S. mail. Attorney General John Ashcroft said yesterday that the Justice Department will use every tool to find and prosecute the terrorists.
We cannot explicitly link the recent terrorist attacks to the September 11th hijackers. Yet, terrorists, people who were either involved with, associated with, or are seeking to take advantage of the September 11th attacks, are now poisoning our communities with anthrax.
Investigators are beginning to narrow the profile of the anthrax perpetrator, NPR's Barbara Bradley reports.
It's been 3 weeks since a tabloid news editor in Florida died from an inhaled form of anthrax. Since then, anthrax-laced letters have arrived in New York and Washington. The letters were all dated September 11th, setting off speculation that the attack was connected to the hijackings. At least some of the anthrax spores were very finely milled, leading to speculation that they must have come from a foreign country that had developed a sophisticated form of the bacteria. But now investigators at the FBI are leaning toward another hypothesis, namely that the perpetrator is a lone person taking advantage of the climate of fear rather than a foreign terrorist network. While the FBI has come to no hard conclusions, one source says the anthrax attacks fit a pattern in which a loner like the Unabomber who sent explosives through the mail terrorized the nation. According to one source, a working hypothesis is that the attacker is an ethnically Middle Eastern scientist, but another source says he could just as easily be an American. So now FBI investigators are going to American laboratories, asking whether there are any stores of anthrax bacteria missing and whether there were any disgruntled employees who had access to the deadly bacteria. So far, this source says, no laboratory has reported a store of missing anthrax. Investigators believe that a large supply may not have been necessary. They say a person who's taken a, quote, second-year biology course could remove a small amount of culture from a lab, grow it, dry it, and mill it. Milling the spores very finely would probably require access to a laboratory or sophisticated machinery. Law enforcement officials and scientists have identified the anthrax spores in all three letters as the Ames strain. That strain can be found in laboratories around the world. So investigators may have a difficult time locating the source, that is, the laboratory or the country that the spores came from. However, at least in one of the letters, the spores were treated with a chemical additive that allows the spores to remain suspended in the air and therefore easier to inhale. Investigators believe they may be able to trace the chemical additive to its source, which could in turn get them closer to the perpetrator. Barbara Bradley, NPR News, Washington.